ब्रह्मात्मनम ब्रह्महवि ब्रह्माग्नो ब्रह्माग्नो ब्रह्मणा हुतम ब्रह्मैवातेनदन्तत्वं ब्रह्मकर्म समाधिना दिस भाग वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग इन आवर लास्ट मीटिंग अबाउट द सैक्रिफाइस एंड देयर आर डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस रिकमेंडेड अकॉर्डिंग टू द different classes of men. There are generally three classes of human beings. Those who are under the influence of the modes of goodness and those who are under the modes of passion. And those who are under the modes of ignorance, the whole Vedic scriptures, they are also divided into three divisions according to these modes of materialness. There are 18 Puranas. Puranas means supplementary to the Vedas. The Vedas, they are written in very difficult language. But you have to explain them to the ordinary person. There are Puranas, Mahabharata, Raman, the basic principle is described according to the modes of material nature. There are 18 Puranas. Out of that, 6 Puranas are in the modes of goodness, and 6 Puranas are in the modes of passion, and 6 Puranas are in the modes of ignorance. So, there are different varieties of sacrifices according to the different class of men. The whole idea of Vedic literature is to give chance to every human being to develop spiritual consciousness under certain rules and regulations. So what is applicable to the persons who are in the modes of ignorance, they are not applicable to the persons who are in the modes of goodness. Or those who are in the modes of passion, they are not applicable to the modes of goodness. The gradual process of evolution. Now, just like there are recommendations that of animal sacrifice, there are many different kinds of sacrifice. There is a combination of animal sacrifice also in the Vedic literature. And what is that? That is a sort of restriction to the animal eater. Indirectly, it is restriction, but it is sanctioned also as sacrifice in the Veda. Just like the Vedic principle says that if you want to eat flesh, don't eat flesh as which is not offered in the sacrifice. Which is not offered in the sacrifice. Now, those who have been in India, perhaps you have seen the Goddess Palace. The Goddess Palace, before the Goddess Palace, a goat sacrifices and is offered. But the basic principle says that if you want to take place, then you must sacrifice the goat before the Goddess Palace, and then you can share. And that restriction is also very difficult. Because on the dark moon night, the goat has to be sacrificed, and there are so many paraphernalia, and the mantra, the thing chanted, there, the goat is, and the whisper feeling the ear, that the man who is sacrificing you, he will be responsible for your life, and for yourself, you are going to get the next life as human being, without waiting for the evolutionary process. The animals, that there is an evolutionary process that is accepted in Darwin's theory also, anthropomorphism. What is that? Anthropology, yes, not anthropomorphism. Anthropology. Anthropology, there is evolutionary process, so that is accepted in the basic literature also. So, the animal which is sacrificed, he gets immediately, with evolutionary process developed, and promoted to animal, from animal life to human life. But the man who is offering that sacrifice, he becomes the responsible. These are the, therefore, there are so many things in the Vedic literature. The whole idea is that by offering such sacrifice, man is restricted from pleasure. Similarly, there are many kinds of sacrifices. They are described here. I think those who speak that may not be very elaborately described, but I'll give you the idea. Deva meva parijagdam yogina saipasate brahmagnava parijagdam jagye meva upajruhati sutradinindriyani anne samnivadnesi juhati sabdadin jithananna indriyadnesi juhati jagdadana tapakriya yagdadana tapakriya matajyam tattame kattabham. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that yagda, sacrifice, charity, tat, yagda, dana, and tapa. Tapa. Tapa means penance. Now, there are four divisions of human and society, according to Vedic details. The brahmachari, the grihastha, the vanaprastha and the sannyas. The brahmachari means the student life, moral life, student life. And grihastha means those who are living family life after the student life. And vanaprastha means retired life. And the sannyas means renounced life. They have no connection with worldly activities. So these are four different stages of human and social order. Now, the brahmachari, they are meant for sacrifice. The students are recommended to sacrifice, especially to sacrifice sense gratification. The students are, and formerly, they were in the guru griha, spiritual master play, and they had to undergo serious types of regulation. So, the brahmachari is expected to go to every householder and then there was no system of schooling, there was no system for payment. The spiritual master, the teacher, he did not accept any payment in counseling things. That was not accepted. because mostly the Brahmins, they used to become the teacher. So they were not accepting any talent. The Brahmins had forbidden to accept any service. So education was free. To every student, education was free. And village to village, education was also informal days. Even 50 years before, in villages, there was some small school, and all the village boys were coming and they're taking education. So education was very much widespread, because education was free in this. So students were meant to go for begging alms for the teacher. These are some of the regulated things. Now, that is sacrifice. They sacrifice their labor for the spiritual master, for the teacher. And whatever they got, they surrender to the teacher. And it is said that after cooking, if the teacher asks the student, "My dear boy, you come and take your meal," then he will take. Otherwise, if the teacher forgets to call him one day for his meal, then he should not go and ask the teacher that, "I am not taking my food, give me my food." Rather, he should starve. So much penance, so much humility. These are called sacrifice. So the student life is meant for sacrifice. They should undergo a training and a serious regulations and penances so that life may be built up for future hope and future realization. And so sacrifice is meant for the student life. Similarly, the family life. Those are yoga dana. Dana means charity. The grihastha, those who are living in family life with wife and children, they are expected to give in charity as much as possible. That is also charity. Suppose you are earning $1,000 in a month. So according to Vedic structure, you should giving charity 50% of your income. $500 you should give in charity. And 25% you should spend for your family, and 25% as your family man, you may carry it as bank balance so that in case of emergency you may return. This is the practice. Suppose you are earning $1,000 a month, you should giving charity for God's service 50%, and 25% you should spend for your family dependence, and 25% you may have in a bad balance for that. So yoga dana, this is also sacrifice. Sacrifice. So yoga dana and tapa. Tapa. Tapa means penance. So the students are meant for sacrifice, and the grihasthas, the householders, are meant for giving in charity. And so far that we are concerned, just like sannyasi, we are meant for tapasya, penance. Oh, we should undergo all kinds of difficulties for spreading the knowledge that we are acquired. That is the class of sannyasi. A sannyasi, a renowned father of man, who is in the renowned father of life, his business is that his acquired knowledge, his experienced knowledge, should be distributed to the public. So, according to the Vanashram Dharma, the brahmachari and the vanaprastha and the sannyasi, now suppose if there are 100% in a society, 25% students, 25% retired life, and 25% sannyas, and renowned sort of life. Now, out of 100%, 75%, they are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. The rest 25% who are here served, they are meant for sacrificing 50% of their income for these 75%. That is the whole program of Varnashram Dharma. That is a kind of spiritual community. Spiritual family. For spiritual advancement of the society, the whole social order is so arranged that 75% of the people, they are engaged in the matter of spiritual advancement of knowledge, and 25% of the population, those who are earning, those who are in a family life, those who have got factories, business and so many things, they should sacrifice 50% of their income for the 75% persons who are engaged in spiritual ministry. So that is the whole program. Oh, I am very glad to see. That is the whole program of Varna Sambhav. Varna and Aska. Varna means that we have perhaps the caste system in India. That is called Varna. That is, so the caste system which is now going on, that is a vitiated form of caste system. And we have heard in the Bhagavad Gita that Chaturvarnam Maya system Kunatanma Vibhava. This Varna and Ashram is also creation of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is not man-made. That is not man-made. So, how that Varnashram is created? The guna karma dhyana. The guna, as I have already told you, that we are giving control in three qualities, our three modes of nature. So, anyone, he must be either under the spell of these three qualities. So according to the quality and according to the karma, the varna is there. As several times explained to you, so the varna and the ashrama. Ashrama means the brahmachari ashrama, the grihastha ashrama, the vanaprastha ashrama and the sannyasa ashrama. Ashrama, this very word, indicates that it is spiritual. And perhaps most of you know that ashrama means, ashrama, this very word means that this place, just like temple or church, there are so many buildings on the second avenue. When you see a church or a temple, you at once understand that this building is meant for spiritual understanding. Similarly, when we call ashram, ashram means that and it is a function, is meant for spiritual realization. So all the four classes of social order, the brahmachari, the grihastha, and the manaprastha, and the sannyasa, they are called ashram. Ashram means they are meant for a spiritual emancipation. The student is also given in a session so that before entering family life, he gets complete in a session of spiritual love. So that when he enters into family life, he is not just like a cat and dog. So for sense gratification, they are meant for faith. Although they live with wife and children, they are meant for spiritual emancipation. This is called ashram, yes, ashram. So that was it. The whole program was aiming at spiritual emancipation. नते विदु सार्थ गति में विष्णु नते विदु सार्थ गति में विष्णु दुराशया जी बहिरत्थ मानिना अंधा गठान भी विपनीय माना स्थिति सतंता उदान निबद्धा was from Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj, there is a and different upon us, before his father. His father was very much materialistic. So he was explaining to his father, and his father, nothing didn't start to get in Vishnu. Given people, he was in the materialistic family, his father was a great materialistic. So he is explaining, and he was a great devotee. The son was a great devotee, and his father was a great materialist. And there was a quarrel between his father and son. So, father questioned, where you have got all this nonsense knowledge of Krishna? So he was explaining, nothing he do start with the things he is known. Durasayaji Bhutilatthamanina, my dear father, these people, these materialistic people, that means men of your nature, they do not know what is their self-interest. Everyone is very busy for fulfilling his self-interest. But actually he does not know what is his self-interest. Not only this, the self-interest is Vishnu, to go back to Godhead, that is self-interest. Self-realization, self-interest, and so many things. Everything is meant for going back to God. That is self-interest. So Kundalman says that because people are very much illusioned by this external energy, the material energy is called external. Because people are deluded by this external, by the glimmer of this external energy, they have forgotten that their self-interest is of Vishnu, or the Supreme Personality of God. And they are conducting their life, general process of life, in a manner how the andhaja khandhi vipanyamana. That's like one blind man is leading several other blind men. He is the leader. A blind man has become the leader of several other blind. So what benefit is there? If the man is blind, how can he live? Because blind, while blind, the andhaja khandhi vipanyamana, they ishatantra urudami baddha. Ishatantra means by the laws of God or by the laws of nature, they are bound up by tongues, hands and feet, and they are trying to get free from the control of the nature. So this struggle for existence is going on. Because they do not know that their self-interest lies in the understanding of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. So nam janmanavante janavan mana prapadvati. After many, many births, when a man is actually in full knowledge, he surrenders unto me, the Lord says. That is it. That is the ultimate interest. That is the ultimate knowledge that one should understand his relationship with Vishnu and surrender. That is, Onam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births. Janavar, who has actually acquired knowledge, he surrenders that to me, the Lord says. But Swamahatma Sudhullava, but such a great soul is very rare. The surrender soul, the man in Krishna consciousness, is man surrendered to the control of the Supreme Lord, is very rare. So these are instructions we get from Devi teachers. And to come to this point, this surrendering process, that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samhatma Sudhullava, to understand that the Supreme Lord is everything. Whatever is manifested before us, the different varieties of energies of the Supreme Lord, that is also stated in Vishnu Purana. एकदेशस्थित स्थाने ज्योत्नाविस्तारिणा परस्य ब्रह्मणस्तृति सर्वेदम् अभिनन्दन हे विष्णुपुराण से the just say fire is situated in one place and distributes its heat and light and illumination from that place. Similarly, whatever we are experiencing in this manifested world, they are different energies of the Brahman, Paratha Brahman, Paratha Parabrahma, that means Sri Krishna is the Son. So, whole prophecy sacrifice means that we have to reach to that. The whole process of sacrifice, either by yoga system, or by dhyana system, or by observing the rules and regulations of the social system, everything is meant for reaching to that point. That is that, Gaunam, Janmanam, Anti, Janvanam, to surrender and to the Supreme Personality of God. So, if we are intelligent enough, then we should consider that if I have to do this job after many, many births and getting myself to very much experience, and Lord Krishna says that this is the last point of knowledge, why not accept it immediately? Why not accept immediately? If I have to come to Krishna at the last stage of mature knowledge and surrender unto Him, then why should I wait for many births? Why should I wait for many births? Let me surrender unto me. Just yesterday night, one of our friends inquired that how long it takes time to have complete Krishna consciousness. So I replied that the Krishna consciousness can take place in a second. And it may not say in thousands of years. Because the point is here that after all we have to come to this point that surrender unto Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva means Krishna. Krishna is everything. And therefore I surrender unto Him. Some Mahatma says that that person, great soul is very rare to be found. Therefore, why not become that great soul immediately by surrendering to Krishna? This is the point. By sacrifice. Sacrifice means you have to come to that point. Now, if that is the point to achieve at the end, then why not become immediately Janva and surrendering to Krishna? That is my suggestion. कर्माणि इन्द्रियाणि कर्माणि प्राण कर्माणि चापरे आत्मसंयोग जुगाणो जीवति ज्ञान दीति को आत्मसंयोग देयर आर डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ टेनेंसेस दैट इज कॉल्ड आत्मसंयोग द योगिक प्रिंसिपल इज आल्सो एनदर पार्ट ऑफ आत्मसंयोग द्रव्य जग्ग तपो जग्ग योग जग्ग तथा परे श्रद्धा और ध्यान जग्ग से जगह संस्कृता Dhabba-māya-jatva means giving in charity, that is called Dhabba-māya-jatva. Dhyana-māya-jatva means to engage oneself into the study of the Devas very critically, nicely, that is called Dhyana-māya-jatva. And those who are controlling the senses, that is called Goma-māya-jatva. So there are different kinds of jatva and according to different kinds of yoga, there are different kinds of yogi also. Each one of them is called yogi. So according to the types of yoga, there are different kinds of yogi. Just like we are trying in the process of transcendental loving service. So we are bhakta yogi. We are called yogi in the devotional service. A four is kind in the sixth class. That bhakti yogi is a topmost yogi. Yogi namati sarvesha madgata antarasana suddhavar vajati jumar samedhita tamo madha. And that is stated by the law that there are different kinds of yogis. But the person who is always under the concentration of me, he is the highest yogi. Therefore, devotional service, loving devotional service, that is Supreme Lord, that is the topmost kind of yogi. That is, we find in every word, in every chapter, in every verse of this Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna consciousness that we shall trying to culture, that is the high type of yoga. Atane duvati pranam pranopanam tathapare pranopanavati nirudhya pranayama prayana apare nyata ahara prana prani sukhuvati. This apana, there are breathing control, there are different kinds of air passing within the body and the yoga system to control it. That is also another kind of sacrifice. Sarvajayate yoga vidya yoga khatita kalmasa yudhya system ito vira jantu dhamma sanatam. Now, what is the purpose of this sacrifice? Now it is concluded here. The sarvajayate yoga vidya, all these different kinds of yoga, they are meant for diminishing our sinful yes. Our sinful reaction, because we are accumulating many sinful reactions in different bodies. So, if we perform sacrifice, if we perform a yoga, that process helps us in diminishing our accumulated and sinful reaction. But so far, this harinama, harinama, harinama is a table. Oh, this is the easiest and the most, supreme process. As we have discussed many times, the Lord Chaitanya recommends the Chetadarpana Madhyamam. By this, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, by the performance of Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, immediately the dust from the mind is clear. That is recommended. So, in spite of it is very easy process, it is the supreme process, which has processed all kinds of other yoga and yoga system. Nayam loka asti ajagnasya kutanya kurusattam. The Lord says that those who are not performing yoga, they cannot be happy even in this world, in this life. And what to think of next life? This is the conjecture. We have to perform sacrifice. Nayam loka, I am a loka, I am a this one, in which we are at present. That is also become far bigger. At the present moment, people are feeling so much painful in the modern existence, because this process of yoga has been completely, people are engaged for hard, hard money and be engaged in sentience. Yes. This is the whole problem at the present moment is going on. That cannot bring any peace and prosperity to the society. We have to perform yoga. That is the natural law. The Lord says, Nayam lokasti ajagnasya. Those who are not performing, for them, there is no happiness even in this world, even in this life. And kuta anna purusattama, and they are wrong. Then, what to speak of the next life? Oh, next life is still more miserable. Evam bahuda jagna vidita brahmano mukhe karmajan viditan sarvani evam jnatar mukhasi sriyan dhrdumaya jagnad jnana jagta parantaka sarvam karma sunam kato jnani pri samapati. Ta Krishna is concluding his different types of yoga. He says that sriyan dhrdumaya jagnad jnana jagta parantaka. Jnana jagta Jnana-yoga means, this is Jnana-yoga, which I have seen here. We are discussing Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly and trying to understand every part with reference to the Vedic reference. As far as our logic and argument goes, so this is called Jnana Yoga. And Brahma Yoga means just yesterday, before yesterday we start, that in the altar of fire, we have to sacrifice clarified butter, grain, or sometimes animal sacrifice. They are called Brahma Yoga. The Krishna says, Vyam Brahma Yoga, that Brahma, that sacrificing foods or other things in the yoga. From that type of yoga, Vyam Brahma Yoga, Jnana Yoga Padma. Jnana Yoga is a philosophical dispatch, logical dispatch of the aim of life from authorized books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a discussion. This is called Jnanamati. With knowledge, Jnanamati. So why Jnanamati Yoga is preferred? That Sarva Karma Silankrata Jnani Puri Samadhi. Because after all, we have to acquire that knowledge which will make me a surrendered soul to the Supreme. That's Kaunan Janmanam to Jnanamati Pradadate. So that also means that to understand our position, to understand what is God, to understand what is our relationship with God, to understand why we are in this material world, and what is our next life, where from we are from, where we are going, to knowledge, we can understand all these things. And when you understand everything, say, and the path is clear, you can clearly understand that I am the part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, my duty is to render transcendental service to the Supreme. That is the highest yoga, highest jnana, knowledge yoga. So Krishna advises that jnana yoga, sacrifice. Now, to understand these things, you have to sacrifice some time, you have to sacrifice some labor and attention. So these sacrifices are counted more than when you offer sacrifice of goods in the past. That is clearly stated. Now, what is the process of this knowledge? That is also stated by the law. Tadriddhi pranipatena pritasnena sivala upadakshanti yute jnanam jnanina sattva darshana. Now, if you have to acquire knowledge, then first of all, you have to find out a person who has already seen the light. Tattva darshan. Tattva means, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, tattva is described, in the translation, in absolute truth. That is called tattva. Now, vananti tattva vidas tattyam jajjanam adhyam Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti. And thus, absolute truth is known in three different stages. And what is that? Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So, if first we have to, if we really seeking knowledge, then we have to find out a person who is Tattva Darshi, Tattva who has understood the absolute truth. Now, the absolute truth is realized in three stages. Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. There are certain sattvics of the knower of the absolute truth who understands the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. And there are other knower of the absolute truth who understand the absolute truth as a localized super soul. These are called yogis. And so the first mentioned person, they are called jnani. And there are other sattvics and knower of the absolute truth who know the absolute truth as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So, either Brahma or Paramatma or Krishna, the Supreme Personality, there is no difference. The same thing. But according to the capacity of the knower, they are, and it's manifested into different stages. We have several times discussed this point. That's why, to understand the sun, somebody is studying the sun ray, he is also studying sun, and somebody is studying what is the sun did, so he is also studying sun, and somebody is trying to enter into the sun planet to see who is there. So everything is the sun, but the person who are studying the sun time, their grade is lower than the person who is trying to understand the sun disk, and their position is lower than the person who wants to enter the sun. So the bhaktas, they are trying to see the sun god within the sun. Just like they want to see Krishna. In the Upanishad we find there is a prayer that the Brahma is praying, will you kindly push off your bearing, dashing here, so that I can really see you. So within the Brahma Jyoti, there is Krishna. So we have to see that. So anyway, either the Brahmavadi or Paramatmavadi or the Bhakta, they are all Tattvavid. They are all transcendental. There is no difference. But as there are three classes in every sphere, so there are three classes in the transcendental field also. So here Bhagavad Gita, the Lord recommends the Jnanina Tattva Darshana. You have to find out the person who is Tattva Darshi, who has realized the Absolute. Either in Brahma conception, or in Paramatma conception, or in Personality of Godhead conception. Because we have got different tastes. So, the Paramatma, or the Supreme, Absolute Truth, is also manifested in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma, Dharma. So anyway, either you select the impersonal Brahma conception of the Absolute Truth, either you select the localized Supreme Soul, Super Soul conception of the Absolute Truth, or to accept the highest, the Supreme Personality of God as Sri Krishna. Patta parakara nanna ta sthitinchi vasti vanamya. The Lord says that this is the last phase of Absolute Truth. But I have. So anyway, we have to easily want jnana, because the jnanavai yoga is recommended the highest yoga. So if we actually want jnana, then we have to first of all find out the person who is Tattva Darshi. Just like if you have to purchase gold, you must know where gold is available. And if you go for purchasing gold to a grocer's shop, then it is hopeless. It is not possible. Then it is cheating. So at least you have to find out the person who has that kind of harm, just like by culture. That is called sacrifice. Then if you are actually in search of knowledge, Krishna will help you. Anyway, because he is helping in everywhere. Ishwara. Sadvastakaham Hidisham Magistra. This we have discussed with Mark. He is always with you. So he understands what kind of knowledge you are in self after. So we must be sincere that we want that knowledge. We want to know that absolute truth. Then you'll find out that Krishna is helping. If you want a Brahmavadi, he will help you. If you want a Paramatmavadi, then he will help you. And if you want a devotee, that also helps. So, that is it. You have to first of all search out a person. Krishna recommends that if you want knowledge, then first of all, that is the process, whole daily process. In the Kathopanishad also, it is said that Tadvidvanartham Gurumeva Abhivachit. If you want to understand the transcendental fact, then you have to approach a spiritual master. A spiritual master? Oh, nowadays everyone wants to be spiritual master. Oh, that is also mentioned. Read people. When it comes to Sutyam Brahmanistam, he has to approach his spiritual master, his Sotriyam and Brahmanistam. Sotriyam means he has come down from the Catholic taxation from the Supreme. Just as we have understood in the fourth chapter, in the beginning of the fourth chapter, even parampara pātaṁ rāja sāyavīru, there is a parampara, there is disciplic succession. So one is coming into that disciplic succession. And by coming from that disciplic succession, he is firmly convinced in the absolute truth. He is firmly somehow sensed in the absolute truth. He is good. Two qualifications. He must come from that disciplic succession, and he must be convinced. Nobody can deviate him from the conviction of the absolute. Any kind. These two qualities. Sadhvijjipanitātena-parikusne-nipatvotunisi-ves-sadhvijjana-arthasya-bhūmi-vavidha-che-vavidha-che-this is a Sanskrit-gravitical-injection. When there is a question of imperative, you must that form of hard use, the case, must go. The one thing that without them is a qualified, qualified spiritual master you can have. No, that is not possible. Here also, Lord Krishna also recommends. That is the Tanipatena Purushasena Seva. If you want to learn the transcendental fact, then you have to find out a transcendentalist, that's the point. That is what's recommended in Tathopurusha. In Bhagavata also, it is said, Tasmat Gurum Prabhadeta, Vijnasu Seva Uttama. What we hankering after the first type of question. We have got so many questions. We can question the whole day of life, what is the rate of this commodity, what is happening in this political field, what is going on in China, going on these questions, not this question. Sri Uttama, one field has become inquisitive in the Uttama. Uttama means Uddhata Tama. It's not any question of pertaining to the material world. One is eager to question about the absolute truth of the spiritual truth. He requires the spiritual truth. That's not Guru Prabhupada. The first invention is that that's not Guru Prabhupada. You must submit to your spiritual master. Who is recommended to find out a spiritual master? Tasmat Guru Mahārāja. Jigyāsu. Jigyāsu means is inquisitive. What kind of inquisitive? Jigyāsu Sve Uttama. What is the ultimate goal of my life? If you have no such view, to inquire what is the ultimate goal of your life, you will not require to search out a spiritual master. Spiritual master is not a soul. Just like, so many people, they have got a spiritual master, or let me have also some spiritual master. It is not like that. It is a matter of jignasu. One must be very much inquisitive of the transcendent of such a man. He requires a spiritual master. So here also, the Lord says, the Tathagata, if you want to understand the transcendental subject matter, then you must approach a person, a bona fide spiritual master. And the process is pranipāt means full surrender. Pra means prasishtarūpa, fully. And nipāt means completely becoming a blank. Nobody should approach a bona fide spiritual master just to argue with him and just to with a desire that I shall see what kind of spiritual master. No, this is you. You have to select a spiritual master. My Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master used to say that you have to select a spiritual master not by seeing, but by your ear, but by hearing. Don't select a spiritual master who has got a very good ear or beard or some very beautiful
He said, oh, he was a very good man, looking.
No, he must hear.
Yeah. But with he, Panika came, Suti, the whole process is Suti.
The Vedas are called Suti.
And his ear has to oral listen. So here, also the same thing recommended by Lord Krishna, that 25. First of all, you have to find out a bona fide spiritual master, and then you should surrender something. This is the first one. Pranipatena, paripasana. Paripasana means sincere inquiry. Not only surrender, you must be intelligent enough to inquire. Not that there's something is hard and there is no question. No, there must be some question. Pariprasnena and Srivara. So, surrender, inquiry and seva, service. We sing this song every day. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat madhati kopi, dhyayam sumam tasya jatasya sannam bandi gurasi charanaravanna. Yasya, if he actually finds a spiritual master, one of his spiritual master, and if he can make him satisfied by my service, then my path for realization of God is correct. This is the truth. Yes. First of all, we have to find out a bona fide spiritual master. Then, by my service, by my surrender, by my question, if we utilize, then my path for back to Godhead, back to home, is guaranteed. That is very important part. Tatvik Deepanika Atena Paripasana Shikara Upadakshanti Kejyanam. That knowledge by which you can go to the point of your self-interest, Vishnu, that knowledge you can get. Thank you. If there is any question.
Yogi, they're searching after the super soul within himself. And Jnani is understanding the impersonal feature of the absolute truth.
Jnani is
not
a
seeker? He's also a seeker. And you did not hear. The absolute truth is being manifested in three phases. As Paramatma, as Bhagavan, and as Brahma. Those who are after Brahma, they are called Jnani. Those who are after Paramatma, they are called Yogi. And those who are after the personality of Godhead, they are called Bhakta. And all of them are seeking the absolute truth, but in different ways. You understand? They are not differentiated. They are not in the material sense. Either the seeker of the Brahma, either the seeker of the Supreme Soul, Super Soul, or the seeker of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all transcendental. They are not in the material world. They are Tattvi. Tattvi means they are in the field of transcendental consciousness. But they are a degree. That's like, I've given this example already. You did not hear certainly. That's the sun shines, the sun beats, and within the sun. The subject matter is fixed, but it's still the subject matter of studying sunshine, and subject matter of studying the sun beats, and subject of matter of studying what is within the sun. They are different. Although the whole subject matter is the sun, the absolute truth is also in the same way manifested in three phases, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So, either of these three, we have to find out, then there will be next further promotion. Those who are in the Brahma conception, just like Sukadeva Goswami, he was in the Brahma conception, but by further development, he became a devotee. He became a devotee. There are many instances. The Sanat Sanatan say this. They are in Brahma conception. So,
as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Bohanam Janmananta Janaman Bhana Prabuddha. This man means the Supreme Personality of God. Anyone who comes to that Supreme Personality of God, yes, he is in the highest perfection. That is in his offer that you ask Krishna. He says,
why?
Why? Krishna says, you cannot say.
Because if he proposes not only the God without proper understanding, then he also is God.
No, there is no question of understanding. Suppose, it is this process, just like Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanamante Janamanam Prabhupada, after many births of culture of knowledge, the person who has come to the highest point of knowledge, he is having that come to me. So, similarly, if any person without any knowledge, if he surrenders only to Krishna, he acquires all the knowledge. He has surpassed all steps. And that is also coming on. If you say, how he has surpassed all steps, That answer is Bhagavad Gita, in fact. Tesham evantam pathaṁ mahaṁ agyāna janatama jāsayāni āto bhāvasya jnana dīte no bhāsya. Tesham said, because he is a devotee, just to show him a special seva. Tesham evantam pathaṁ, simply for showing a special seva. I myself, from the beginning, I welcome the knowledge, surprise, and he becomes he is surprised that my Guru Maharaj's spiritual master was a Gaurakshupas Bhaj Maharaj. He was completely illiterate. He did not know how to sign, and my spiritual master was the most learned man in Abu's age. He accepted that amateur guru, who was completely illiterate. But when you speak that Guru Krishna Bhadra Maharaj, you speak with all Vedic authority. And you find in the Veda that Jastra-devi parabhakti, Jatha-devi tatha-guru, Jastri-tatha-prakasanti-mahatam. So this spiritual knowledge becomes easy. It is not subjected to any material attribute. It is not subject to any material attribution of knowledge. It is becomes revealed. How? Jatva-devi parabhakti, jatha-devi tatha-guru, one who has a strong faith in the Supreme Lord and strong faith in the personality of the spiritual master, bonafide, then he gets all the things revealed in himself. Spiritual things are not just as material. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, with the most confidential part of knowledge, I am speaking to you, my dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, that Sarva-dharmān parityajyamānekam kalyaṇam. So, one has the conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and has surrendered unto him, he comes to the highest top of the Prasad? Prasad means Manchi. Manchi. Prasad means Prasadopena Sivati. That is, Prasad means completely satisfied.
That's very good. That's Krishna's seva. Krishna's special seva.
Sadhani Sabudhana Hani Sukhaya. You see, simply eat Krishna Prasad without any culture. You can get Krishna. All right, let us have some Krishna.
Oh, yes.